My greatest fear, I guess, at Rogersville Baptist Temple is that we lose the presence of God. God pulls His hand off of our church, and that could very well happen. That could happen very easily. That could happen very quickly. And the only thing, I believe, that separates us from any other church that you'd want to bring into the picture, it would be that right there. The presence of the Lord and the touch of God. And God's easily offended, easily grieved. And that would be my greatest fear, is lose the touch of God. But as I was looking in the scriptures today, and the Lord just brought this, just let this verse jump off the page at me in Psalms 138. We're going to read all of the whole Psalm, just 8 verses. David, and boy, and I like the fact God allowed David to pin down many of his own personal experiences and let us know how that God was sufficient in his struggling times. And the heading of this psalm is just simply a psalm of David. And David starts out in Psalms 138 verse 1, I will praise thee with my whole heart. No doubt David, a man after God's own heart. And those first two words is crucial. David said, I will. We need to exercise our will to praise the Lord. But he said, I will praise thee with my whole heart before the gods, all of the, no doubt referring to all of the pagan idols that were around. He said, I will, verse number one, before the gods will I sing praises unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. There's your good verse for those that say we worship the Bible. We don't worship the Bible, but we sure magnify it. But we cannot magnify it any higher than what God magnifies it. He magnifies His word even above all of His name. Verse 3, in the day when I cried, thou answeredest me and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. So verse 1, 2, and 3, David has been talking about how that he has a personal God. A God that he can pray to, a God that he can praise. But then starting in verse 4 through verse number 6, he brings in a much larger scope. He deals with the world. Verse 4, all the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord. For great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord be high, yet hath He respect unto the lowly. Boy, we can praise God for that, amen. But the proud He knoweth afar off. I believe the book of James, the fourth chapter, I believe James talks about how that God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. Here we find in verse number 7, the attention now goes back to a personal aspect. He said, though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. And thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. I'm interested in verse 7, and actually the first part of that state of that verse, though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. What a statement. David is magnifying one truth here, and that is that even though he was David, the psalmist David, he was not exempt from troubles. He was not exempt from troubles. He said, though I walk in the midst of troubles. He let us know real quickly that the troubles didn't stop his walk, because he walked in the midst of those troubles. And I just want to say that there's another word in this passage that starts with the, with a T. It's not only the word trouble, but it's the very next word, thou. We need to hook up our troubles with the thou of that verse. And we'll find that if we put our troubles in the same verse with the thou that's here talked about, which is God, we'll find out that our troubles are relatively insignificant, because God is greater and some more superior. God is aware of our troubles. We don't need to pray to give Him information. He knows about that tonight. I want to read a few verses here about trouble in verse 9, chapter 9 of Psalms, and verse 9. If you want to mark these, you certainly can. The Bible says in verse 9, the Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed. And you won't live the Christian life without experiencing some oppression. The word oppressed there means to be injured or afflicted. Or it means to be crushed. It means to collapse. And so he said, the Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed. I like this. A refuge in times. It's got an S on it. In times of trouble. Well, I like that. Troubles are going to come, but God made sure we've got a refuge in that those times of trouble. Now, let's turn on over in Psalms to chapter 27 and verse number 5. Psalms 27 and verse 5. The Bible says, for in the time of trouble, He shall hide me in His pavilion. And that word pavilion identifies a place of shelter. There we've read two verses already about trouble, and in both of them, God has hooked up and put in those verses that we have a refuge and that we have a pavilion, a shelter that we can get in. For in the time of trouble, He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. All right, let's look on over in the book of Psalms, if you would, to chapter number 34. Psalms 34, verse number 17. The Bible says, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. I like that. Wasn't planning to read it, but let's read the next two verses. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Again, verse 17, He delivereth them out of their troubles. All right, let's look, if you will, on over to chapter 46 and verse 1. These are not all the verses. These are just a few of them. Chapter 46 and verse 1, the Bible says, many of you can, you've probably got this verse memorized, but if you don't, you ought to, because here it is. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. A very present help in trouble. And I don't know if you've noticed the key or the line of thought going through all these verses or not, but in each verse that David identifies trouble, he also has God in that verse. He has God in that verse as a refuge, as a pavilion, one that hears the cry of the righteous and delivers them out of them all. And verse 40, chapter 46, verse 1, a very present help in trouble. Not a very present help after trouble, but in it. And then chapter 91 and verse 15. Psalms 91 and verse 15. Psalms 91 and verse 15. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Do you see again the trouble and also the solution and the help in every one of those verses? Well, the devil don't want you to see God in your troubles. The devil wants you to make a troubling verse all by itself without God being in it. But all the verses that I read had God in the verse, same verse with the trouble. And let's go back, if you will, to Psalms 138, and I want to give you some definitions of some of these words, and we'll be done. David starts out by saying, though I walk. Now, that word though really caught my attention, and that word though simply means even if, or despite the fact that, even if I'm walking in the midst of trouble, or while I'm walking in the midst of trouble, or nevertheless, still I'm walking in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Well, I'm glad I could say this tonight, that troubles don't stop me and should not stop us from our walk, nor will it stop God from His work. David said, yeah, I'm in trouble, but I'm walking. There's help for us if we'll just keep walking. When we stop is when we are sure to be defeated. David said, though I walk. David said, though I walk through, though I walk in the midst of trouble. And I want to talk about the word walk there just a minute. The word walk means to go. Troubles, sometimes people use troubles as an excuse to stop. But David uses the word walk in the midst of trouble, which means to go, to proceed, to live, to move. David said, I'm walking, I'm going, I'm proceeding, I'm living, I'm moving. Well, that's a good thing to have going on in your life when troubles is in your life, is just keep walking, keep going, keep living, keep moving, keep proceeding. And this word walk comes from a root word that means to behave yourself. David said, even when troubles come, David said, I behaved myself. It also means to exercise oneself. Amen. It means to walk on. Brother Craig and Miss Don and myself, we sing that sometime, walk on. And that's what David was implying here, is I'm just going to keep going. In fact, it means to walk on continually. Amen. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, though I walk and keep on walking in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. David used that term. I don't know if it stirred your mind to think about it, but David used that term, though I walk, in another passage. You remember where it's at? Psalm 23. In Psalm 23, we preached about it last night, or out of that passage. But in Psalms 23, in verse number 3, David is magnifying the fact that he is being led in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. So David's identifying the path that he's walking in the paths of righteousness. But the very next verse makes this statement. I mean, he just stated, I'm being led in paths of righteousness. The next statement says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Now, if we're not careful, we'll want to put a separation there, and as if to say the paths of righteousness cannot surely be connected with the valley of the shadow of death. I believe that the true practical statement right there is that as God leads us in paths of righteousness for His name's sake, there will be times and there will be occasions, as it were, that even though He's leading us in paths of righteousness, those paths will be encountering troubles. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. But David said, and though I walk in the midst of trouble, in the midst of means in the middle, in the center, among trouble. Everybody that's ever been anybody for the Lord much has been introduced to quite a bit of trouble and how we deal with it and how we respond to it. In Exodus 14 and verse 29, but the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea. So this business of God's people walking in the midst of trouble is not foreign to God. He's acquainted with it. The children of Israel walked upon dry ground in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall up under them on their right hand and on their left. So you could say they were walking in the midst of what was troubling them. That sea was what had stopped them and said, you can't go no further. But God made a way through what was troubling them and made it stand up on a wall or in attention on both sides as they passed through. Let me point out another verse, Daniel 3 and verse 25. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of, you see that? Walking in the midst of the fire. And they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. David said, though I walk in the midst of trouble, just like the three Hebrew children, they were in the midst of the fire. But guess who was in the midst with them? The fourth man. Well, God, the devil don't want us to think about that, does he? He wants us to be consumed with trouble and be focusing on that and give ourselves completely to that and not to think about the that God is a God that's in the midst of our troubles with us. Another verse is Isaiah 43 and verse 2, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. I like that, don't you? David said, though I walk in the midst of trouble, in the midst of trouble. The word trouble means distress, affliction, adversity, anguish, tribulations. Lord, David said, I've been acquainted with that. Tribulations and anguish and distress. John Gill said, troubles attend the best of men. Both outward and inward trouble from sin, Satan, and the world. Did you get that? Trouble attends the best of men. You will not be exempt. Even Job said, man that's born of a woman is of a few days and full of troubles. Amen. So he says here in our verse, though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. I like that. Thou wilt revive me. David pointed out the will of God. When he said, thou wilt, he's saying, God, it's your will, it's your desire to work in my life concerning these troubles. I don't like it and you don't like it, but we need God to help us, amen? We need God to help us, that's for sure. He said, thou wilt revive me. And I want to give the definition of that. Thou wilt revive me means to be restored to life. Means to be restored to health. I like this one. To keep alive. To keep alive, to nourish up, to recover. What about this one? To repair. In the time of trouble, if we're not careful, we won't be revived. We'll be ruined. But God is in the reviving business. He's the one that can keep us alive. Troubles, I believe by that indication right there, is that troubles will kill you. Troubles will kill you. Troubles will drain the health out of you spiritually and probably physically. Troubles, my friend, will throw you on the ground and stomp you in the ground. Amen. But when the Bible says, though I walk in the midst of troubles, thou wilt revive me. You'll keep me alive. And I believe I can say tonight that I'm here tonight after 29 years of preaching because that's been true in my life. He's kept me alive. He's kept my testimony alive. He's nourished me up. He's brought about recovery. We heard that preached about Sunday night. He brought about repair in my life. He brought about restoration in my life. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. And then in verse number 8, the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. That word perfect there simply means to complete, to perform, or to bring to an end. And I just simply want to point out again that troubles don't stop me, and troubles are not going to stop God. Amen. I appreciate what Miss Diane said earlier when she said, by the grace of God, we're not going to let anything turn our hearts away from the Lord. Because my heart is fixed. Amen. I've done come too far to turn around now. Done come too far. Done been through too much. Done saw too much. Amen. I'm not a veteran, not an old man, but I've saw quite a bit in 29 years. And I'm going to tell you, I'm just too far out in the river to be turning around and swimming back toward where I come from. Amen. And by the grace of God, we're going to stay with the stuff. Amen. That's exactly right. But I just felt like that God wanted us to look at that verse just for a minute or two tonight on thou wilt revive me. In the midst, though I walk in the midst of trouble. Now, if you're not walking in trouble, you don't never have any troubles, then just disregard that. Amen. But I know better. I know troubles will be a part of our life. Troubles, we're in a world of trouble. This world's full of it. Your flesh is a agent of trouble. And so though the Bible said, though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Amen. Let's all stand to our feet. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll take the verse of scripture that you spoke to our heart about. And Lord, I pray that you'll make it big in our lives. Lord, we can relate to it, and I believe all of God's people at one point in their life certainly will be able to relate to that statement that David made, though I walk in the midst of trouble. Lord, help us even when we're consumed and we're in the center and troubles are on every side. Lord, help us to keep walking, keep going, not to quit. Lord, not to be discouraged, not to be depressed, not to give in to the troubles. Lord, have your will in your way. And Lord, I pray that our church as a whole will rally, Lord, to prayer. As seemingly we are under an attack of the devil himself. And I pray, dear Lord, that you'll help us. Lord, though we walk in the midst of trouble, that Lord, we will experience the reviving that David experienced in the midst of trouble. Have your way. Use our Father the feeble effort on our part and the few words that we had to say out of this verse for your glory. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
God bless you. Thank you for visiting Rogersville Baptist Temple's website and for listening to this message preached at Rogersville Baptist Temple.